In a recent submission to the government about information technology pricing in Australia, the Australian Communications Consumer Action Network, ACAN, found that the price of IT equipment for people with disability is higher in Australia than in other countries. Erin Turner, Policy and Campaigns Officer at ACAN, is here to tell us about it. Welcome, Erin.
Hello, thank you for having me, Roberta.
Now, can you tell us about the IT pricing inquiry? Why is the Australian government interested in the price we pay for hardware and software?
The inquiry really came out of, it was a response to consumer outrage. Using the internet, people can really clearly see that in Australia, we do pay a higher price for a lot of hardware and software than in other countries like the USA, the UK, or Europe. People are starting to ask questions like, why does it cost nearly $800 to buy an iPhone in Australia, but the equivalent of Australian $650 in Canada for the same product? Especially considering that these products are really essential to the way we work, study, or to our social life. Everyone wants to pay a fair price for them.
So why does hardware and software cost more in Australia than other countries?
Well, there are a lot of different factors that affect the final price we pay for a piece of technology. These can include things like higher wages in Australia for staff who might be selling you a product or supporting you afterward. It can be higher rental costs, taxes, price of importing things. But there's one factor that ACAN is really concerned about, and that's when some companies choose to charge different amounts for products in different areas of the world because they can. This is what economists call international price discrimination. It's legal, but we don't think it's fair and we don't think it's in the interest of consumers. It's really obvious when you're downloading a digital product, so a product that might not have those other factors like staff wages or rent really impact on the price as much. So iTunes is a really commonly quoted example. It costs a lot more to download a song in Australia than it does, say, in the USA.
So what impact do high prices have on people with disability?
Well, from social research, we know that many people with disability face higher living costs, but they have lower incomes. We know that technology is really essential for them to access work, to study, and to stay in contact with people to prevent social isolation. Unfortunately, these high costs really eat into the bottom line for a lot of people with disability. So, for example, if you're on a disability support pension, you'll get about $18,000 per annum. But if you need to purchase a piece of essential equipment, like a Braille note, that helps a lot of people with a visual disability read and access documents, make notes in Braille, that's going to cost nearly half of your total income in a year. We're worried that this leads to situations where people either may go without essential technology or, unfortunately, cut back on other essentials.
You mentioned the Braille note. So what sort of other technologies are affected?
We've seen examples of all sorts of technology for people with disability that cost a lot more in Australia than elsewhere. This is software like screen readers or hardware like deafblind communicators. The Braille note's one example. Or hearing loops. Even one example is the Brilliant BI32, one of the pieces of technology that lets people read information on the internet through Braille. That costs nearly $2,000 more in Australia than it does in other countries.
Well, that's a lot of money. So what should be done to make sure everyone can get software and hardware that they need at a reasonable price?
As we talked about, there's a lot of different factors that go into make a price. It can be really complex to figure out what should be done. We think that the government should do one thing that's going to have a really big impact on the price people with disability pay for equipment. That's institute an accessible public procurement policy. That would be where the government would have to purchase any piece of technology, from phones to computers and the software that runs on that computer. It would have to have features that are accessible to people with disability. This would have two really exciting impacts. First of all, because the government's such a big purchaser, suddenly, businesses would have to import more accessible technology in Australia, which would make the price we pay generally at the shops a little bit cheaper for everyone. It could also lead to more innovation, so new products at cheaper prices for people with disability. We think accessible public procurement is a really exciting idea. In the next few weeks, we'll be releasing a research project through the ACAN grant scheme that talks a little bit more about this and also issues an advocacy toolkit about public procurement, so you can talk to your MP about why this is so important.
Where can people find a copy of this? Because this is pretty important.
It certainly is. You can find a copy of this and our submission on IT pricing at our website, which is www.accan.org.au/IT pricing. And if you've had an example where you've paid more for a piece of technology in Australia than you would have paid elsewhere, we'd really love to hear about it. You can email me at erin.turner@acan.org.au.
Now you can find out how you can encourage the government to make IT prices affordable for people with a disability. Watch out for the soon-to-be-released advocacy toolkit on public procurement, which will be available on the www, of course, dot acan.org.au this month. And I think it's important that we get behind this. Thank you, Erin.
Thank you for having me.
I've been speaking with Erin Turner, Policy and Campaigns Officer at ACAN, and she's told us all about the IT Pricing Inquiry. www.acan.org.au